ואלה שמויס בני ישראל הבוי מצרימו. סתם חום שמויס, ואלה שמויס בני ישראל הבוי מצרימו. So there's a lot of remozim when Nehemiah in the first pasuk of Seder Shmois. Some people are meramez, some achronim migdan haremez. Ve'eile Shmois is Rosh Teves. Ve'chayev Odom lachzer amikro aparsho shtayim mikro ve'echo targum. The Balaturim brings a remez. Shmois bnei Yisroel haboim. Eile Shmois bnei Yisroel haboim. The Shin and the Beis and the Yud Hei is Rosh Teves Shivyo. That even by the Shivya, Klal Yisrael didn't change their names to take Goyish names, like Steve and those sort kind of names. People didn't take, the Yidden left the Yiddish names. And because Klal Yisrael didn't use these kind of names, stayed in Medrash, there was Zeichet to the Geula. So Medrash, he brings them a Medrash, also Gemores. The Medrash in Parshas Emor, Ravuna b'shem Bar Kapore, b'shvil dalet dvorim nigalu Yisrael b'mitzrayim. Shelo yishinu es shmom, es leshoinom, and under plets of states es levushom, lo yomru lo shenore, lo yor yachom em porutz. So it's the Indian, shelo yishinu es shmom. Shelo yishinu es shmom. And the shayle is, everyone for sure has this shayle over his life. If you're allowed to call a Yid in a Goyish name, we'll see what is called a Goyish name. Steve is for sure a Goyish name. You have names, you have to know that a lot of time, maybe Klal Yisrael already accepted it, and with the years, could be it became a Yiddish name. But a Goyish name, and I saw some people that are very against it, Taine, were wondering why the Mashiach kommt nicht. And Mitzrayim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu promised Avraham Avinu, Alt! Aber noch alt steht, why we zeichet at the geule, shelo yishinu eshmo? Get the poor Yidden in all different countries and give themselves Goyish names, and then we're wondering why we're sitting in the geule. So the people that are very stark against it say, maybe we'll ask a favor if they will stop the Mashan eshmom, efshe Mashiach will come. As in Mitzrayim, Muzman kumet shelo yishinu eshmom. So without getting mevarer zayin, we have to mevarer zayin if it's an Indian not to use these Goyish names. And the question is divided into a lot of different cases. If someone was called a Goyish name, if he could add himself a Yiddish name, but it's divided by Etzem to three kind of categories of Shailas. If you're allowed to have a Goyish name, the Hainu, if you're allowed to be called, instead of Yankel, you call Steve. If it's an Isu, maybe it's not an Isu, but it's not the right thing to do. And another shaila is some people, they have a Yiddish name, but they have also a Goyish name. And decide, for business, for license, for other sachen. You're allowed to have a Goyish name and decide or not. Then, first we have to speak on Etzem Shaila. You're allowed to have a Goyish name, but you're not allowed to have a Goyish name. After we'll decide if you're allowed to have a Goyish name or not allowed to have a Goyish name, maybe if you have a second name, for the Aliyah L'Teira, you call him the Yiddish name. For the Gittin and Ksuvah, it's the Yiddish name. But for the Goyish Zachin, you call him the Goyish name. Maybe this is Bichlal doesn't have a Chisol. Or Efshar also has a Chisol. So now we gave me a virus, I'm learning the Sugya. If you're allowed to use a Goyish name or not, Osu, Lekatchile. Some people hold, before we start, that it's Bichlal Nishkenisu, to have a Steve name. Just stop, grade, bischusna, they didn't do it, you mizaycha legeula. So we can't yell on these people in America that have these Goyish names, but grade the vow, we'll be in God, still it will change maybe. It's supposed to be great of the geula. It's not a veira, you can't tell someone, stop to call yourself Steve. Okay, this is Shulchan Aruch. Moshe says he didn't find Shulchan Aruch as a Yisrael to call himself a Goyish name. He looked in the whole Shulchan Aruch, in Arba Chalok, he's like Moshe, he couldn't find this Yisrael. We're going to do the shittas. But could be even there is no Isur, and the Poskim will not bring it down. But as Mivil Zeichet Zegeule, Muzman Nutzen Yiddish names. So in Tshuvas Maharamshik, in Yoredeye, in Kuf Samachtes, state that is an Isur Doiraisa to be called in a Goyish name. Shuvas Maharam Shik, in the Talmud of the Chasam Sefer, the Maram Shik state of him, Stam, if you ask who is the Maram Shik? The Maram Shik state of the Maram Shik, that the Maram Shik, when he was a young bocher, he couldn't chap, he couldn't understand. He couldn't remember Gemoris, he couldn't remember Gornish. It's mamish, very thick, nishki can chapen. And years later, with the Omal HaTeire and the Tfilis, when they were sitting with the Chasam Sefer together, and they were sitting in the forests in the Dacha, and they needed a tour, and they didn't have a tour, so the Maram Shik said, give me a little bit of time, and he written over Baal Peh, the Loshon HaTur, from Apol Simonim, and they could have learned inside the tour, from the Omal HaTeire, from the Maram Shik. So the Maram Shik zog, that is a Isur Deiraise, Lidamus Lechukes HaGoyim. He brings the Tesis and Gittin, that you'd Tesis and Gittin, that Tesis and Gittin, Lamed Beis, Tesis says, Tesis says that was a Maise by a person that he became Goy. He was Meimir, given a Yid, given a Goy. So when he became a Goy, by the church dog, he gave him a Goyish name. Now he went to divorce his wife. They forced him to divorce his wife. And after they forced him to divorce his wife, he decided to give a get. But the Beis Din that written the get only used the Yiddish name. They didn't use the Goyish name. Talmud Tesis says that they written the Yiddish name and didn't write the Goyish name. So they came to ask Rabbeinu Tam if the get is kosher or not. So Rabbeinu Tam, Chas v'sholem lichtoiv shem shel avodas kichovim beget shel Yisrael. Chas v'sholem to write this name. Chas v'sholem in a Yiddish get to shrive in a Goyish name. Chas v'sholem. Zog de Maram Shik, mikan is a ride that it's a Yisu. It's a Yisu to ride a Goyish name. Be'ikr, zog de Maram Shik, aber I'm soymech myself on the Chazal, shelo ishinu eshmo. Shelo ishinu eshmo. The zelbe zach in Tshuvas Marashag, chelek gimel, chelek bey, simen kuf tzadik bey, zog ben atamit for Maram Shik, und de Tzopnas Paneach also in Tshuvas, the Chopnas Baneach Zok, and also Samim Roish, that is the Isur to use Goyish names. Reb Shleime Kluger, given the Poisek Ador, and Simil Kufman Beis, at least in a get, he says he's not allowed to write a Goyish name. You have to know what you do if someone has only a Goyish name, how you write a get. His wife says, I'm a good observer. But he says that in a get, you can't write a Goyish name. Chukas Hagoyim, Lelidamu Islagoyim. This is Mitzad Echot. This is the shita that asks to use a Goyish name. Leumas them, a lot of poiskim hold, Avada un Avada, you're allowed to use a Goyish name. And Berosh Hamatirim is Reb Moshe Feinstein. And Reb Moshe Feinstein, we'll see the Iker Adin, then we'll go to the Chumras. But let me again say that. Remoyshe nigris moyshe norachayim chelik dalet simen samachvov. Zok, ein beze isur klal. So maybe before Matan Torah, Klal Yisrael didn't have nothing unique that made Klal Yisrael to be Klal Yisrael. What they're special? We're Klal Yisrael. Aloshen, Alevush, Aisnagus. So then if you change the Loshen, so Golish Giblim for Klal Yisrael. But today we keep Torah and Mitzvahs. The names, the name, Machnish Golish. Before Matan Torah, so the whole difference was we were Klal Yisrael, they were Goyim. What made us Klal Yisrael? We were a separate Ummah, and the Goyim were a different Ummah, or Ivri. Avraham or Ivri. So then you have to be marked, we not to change the Losh. Aber noch Matan Torah. He brings the rayas that a lot of Gdoyle Yisrael had Goyish names. See, the given Ravidal, the Magid Mishnah is called Ravidal. It's a Svardish Goyish name. Rav Todres, the Tate from the Ramah, Yad Ramah was called Rav Todres. Tesis and Gittin the Fres brings down some rice. I'll bring in Rav Peter, Shol Rabbeinu Peter is Rabbeinu Tam. Peter is a Goyish name. And the Yerushalmi already state that Rab Chiya ben Titus, ben Rab Titus, this is one raya. Okay, but there, it's not Mishkin. It's a starker raya that all of the materials bring to the Gemara and Gittin that Yud Aleph Amud Beis. The Gemara is Okta Zeh, Gittin Aboyim mi Medina Sayam. If a get comes to Beis Din and it's Goyesh names, so we can't cash it again. Goyim sign. Zog the Gemara, Gittin aboyim in Medina Sayam, the Gittin that come from over the Yam, from Bavel. Veshmeseyem kishemes anochrim, and the shemes of the Edim, ha-shemes anochrim, the get is kosher. Sheroi v'Yisrael shebe Medina Sayam, shmoysom kishmoys ha-goyim. Sheroi v'agoyim shebe Medina Sayam, shmoysom kishmoys ha-goyim. So the time of the Gemara, Roiv Yisrael Shem Medina Sayam, Shmoisam Kishmois Yisrael. So what we'll say, Roiv Klal Yisrael didn't know what they're doing? The Gemara says that. The Gemara is talking a different shayla. If you could rely that it's a Yisrael, you have to be choishish that it's a Goy. Maybe a Goy sign. So the Gemara, I could assume that it's Yisrael. Ah, it's a Goy is your name. So the Gemara, Roiv Yisrael Shem Medina Sayam, Shmoisam Kishmois Yisrael. So stay close. That you use Goyish names? Taisa says, Cholilo lichtoiv. Cholilo lichtoiv beget shel Yisrael shem shel nochri. Cholilo. And those eichet get. So it's different tirutzim of them. And taki they make an afkemine. Some rishonim learn that some achronim learn pshat and tesis as the Taz and Simon Kuf Choftes and Evan Ahezer, the Shuas Yankiv, the Teras Gittin, and most of the poskim I'm asking to them, only a person that decided to be a goy, it's an egeah sometimes, and when he decided to be a goy, and we'll say sometimes someone decides to perek oil, and he decides to take a goyish name, Ois Yiddishkeit, I'm becoming a Steve. This name you're not allowed to write in a get. The person decided to show Ois Yidden, this name is a Trefer name. And we're not allowed to use that name, and we have to start to call him that name. Because this name is by him a Simon, Ois Yiddishkeit. Av dem gzok teisves chas v'sholem lichtoy b'teras Yisrael shem shel noch. Aber stam, if someone they gave him a goyish name, stam, doesn't give it an amen. He's talking this. This is one way. Another way, the Get Poshut says that it's two kind of Goyish names. Some Goyish names, some Steve, Kadoima, the Goyish names. Sido Goyish names that they show on the Shema of the Zohar Shalom. They have different names that show the Avodah Zohar, they show the Goyish kind. These names you're not allowed to call. And if you get poshut, of these names, Taka, we have to be machmir. Now, in Sefer Psomim Roish, the big shaila who written the Sefer, if it was written by Talmid Chochem or Nish, it's a big machlekes about, it's the achronim that bring rice in the Psomim Roish. Some people say it was a Isha. It's different shittas, who is the Samim Roish. And Simon Kavdalet, he brings raya that you're allowed to call in a Goyish name. He says, Sidon Rabbi Ishmael. Rabbi Ishmael can govern. Ishmael can govern. Says, Al Kochoch, if the name is a nice name, it doesn't make a difference if it's Goyish name or not, you can take the name. Okay. This is a bit of shver, because even if you're allowed to call in a Goyish name, it's a taste of Ksuvis. And it's taste of Pomol and Shas. The Gemara says, Yuma says, Shem Reshoim Yirkav. Shem Reshoim Yirkav. You're not allowed to call in a Goyish name. The Gemara Yuma Lamed Ches. And taste of Rishon Yifrek Dekash is how you're allowed to call Rabbi Yishmael. Yishmael is given a Rosho. So other Yishmael made Tshuva. Others like the taste of Rishon in Dalton. That Yishmael, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, gave him the name. So if Hashem gave the name, names that Hashem gave, we could give the names of Hashem. Taisim is a Gemara in Megillah. Rabbi Bar Afroin. Taisim says you have to read Rabbi Bar Afroin and not Rabbi Bar Ephroin. Because Ephroin is a bad name. So Be'etzem, Me'ikir Adin, the Matirim have Rayas, Starke Rayas, that Be'esayna you're allowed to call, not al Shem Arosho, if it's Bavuz that it's a Rosho, you can name not, but if not, Be'etzem, to use a Goyish name, Be'esayna is not a Chisol. Now, Lemaise, in Tshuvas Ma'arsham, he brings down that the people from Sfarad, no, when there was the Xeris, in Sfarad, 500 years ago, that they had to change the Yiddishkeit, so a lot of them became from Klapi Chutz, they became Kiilu der Nutzri. And they had Goyish names. Then they managed to run away. And they ran to a different country, and they were Chayzer B'tshuva. Now they wanted to send letters to the friends that stayed in Sfarad, the kings. But they didn't want to write the Yiddish names. They wanted to use the Goyish names. And they asked the Marsham if they're allowed to use the Goyish names. And they're talking, it's not, so the Marsham told him like this, Me'ikar Adin is no Isur. Aber Midas Chsidus lihisnachzik Mishem Agoy. As Midas Chsidus is not to use the Goyish names. Einach enami Me'ikar Adin, you're allowed to use the Goyish names, is a Midas Chsidus not to use the Yiddish names. The Goyish names. So again, some people will say, Besayda. So here, Einach Enami, if Moshe brings Rayas, that you're allowed to use Goyish names, or there's a Midas Chassidus not to use Goyish names. There's a Midas Chassidus not to use Goyish names. But again, the thing will be said, it's not so buchach. These people there, when they took the Goyish names, they took them because they didn't want the people who have the Yidden. They wanted to pretend that they're Goyim. So this name was given to cover the Yiddish guy. From these names, like Katchila, you have to cut yourself away from Goyish names. Aber stam a Goyish name. Aber B'teichat Shuvah, the Marashdam says Be'etzem the answer. Okay, we're saying a Shein Epsah. You know, you're allowed to. Aber Shaleishinu es Shmom. We said the Vahel, look what we said. We said, Mitzad Echad, some people say that it's Asu. Shaleishinu es Shmom. Remoish and Siyata say that it's Mutar. We have Rayas from Gemores. Aber Shaleishinu es Shmom. Zog the Maharam Shtam beRemez, and I think this is the Lomdus, this is the Emes Epshat. He says that the Iker Isur is given Shaleishinu Shmom, Levusham, Uleshoinom. All of the three Zachim. That they didn't try to become like a Goy. So like the Moshe, the Maskilim in Germany, in that time, this is what the Maskilim did. They started to dress like Goyim, speak like the Goyim, and have the names like the Goyim. This is the Isur Shaleishinu Leshoinom Levusham Veshmom. But if someone doesn't change, he has a Yiddish Levush. He has a Yiddish Me'alof. Just his name is called a Goyish name. Das ist nicht Kefisal. Das ist nicht Kefisal. Again, it's a Midas Chsidus Natu. But das ist nicht Kirchisol. More than that, it's mistaber that even if it's an issue to be called Steve, that lefi dis lamdas, it's only when a person, lama zagan, he wants, in some places he wants to look like a guy. Aber lama zagan, he's a yid, he dresses like a yid, to every office he comes like a yid, he doesn't try to pretend that he's a guy. Just in the computers in America, if he has a Goyish name, it goes better. Every time he has to say the Yiddish name, till they have the Yiddish name, it doesn't go. In his license, he wants a Goyish name, he starts, it's closed, it goes easy. Dear Mistome, it's not even an Inyan Lekatchile not to have a Goyish name. It's maybe, I'll see this yet, but as the Aloche for Shoreshinu Eshmom, say, the Moshe says, Mikaradil, it's Mutter Bichlal to be called Steve. Even the people that say that it's also, it's mistaber only if you give yourself a Goyish name. From now, you call the Goyish name. But if you're not called a Goyish name, you call the Yiddish name. Just for signing, for checks, for the bank, you don't want to have a headache. Alamot, the Yiddish name, who it is, so how they write it. So you have a Goyish name. Then the Chukula Alme, the Chukula has no chisong for Shereishinu Eshmo. Now, Mikol Mekoyim, you have to know that even there is no Inyan not to have a Goyish name in Azav Vek, as in Yonim, some people are makpid not to have a Goyish name. The Halacha is klar. It says, Midas Chassidus state in the Marsham, but again, there was people that gave it for bad reasons, and they didn't want that people will have the Yidden. But if someone Stam has a side name, it's not a Chisol. But Al-Pid Ibnei Soschol, some people, the Yireim v'Shleimim, are makpid to peel off themselves the Goyish names that they have, and not to have no Goyish names. The Bnei Sochschol says that why Paroi gave the Miyaldes HaIvriyos Goyish name, Shifra v'Pua. Today, Lemoshel, Shifra became a Yiddish name. But Paroi gave them Goyish names. Why Paroi gave them Goyish names? Zokta, because he knew that they will never kill the kids. If they will have Epis HaGoyish name stick to their name, already will make a Shefa Ra inside them. Now, every name of a person changes the Mahus of the person. Va'ikol, Loshon HaPosuk is, Kasher Ikol HaYashem Odom Shmoy, this is the Koyach of the person. This is the Koyach of the person. The Gemara Zokt, in Yume, Yume Pei Gimel, it's a model thinking Gemara, but as the Bnei Soscho. Person thinks, some people call me Steve. The Gemara is in Yume Pei Gimel. Rab Meir have a dayik b'shmei. Rab Meir was very medayik in Shemitz. Rab Yidin and Rab Yaisi lo have a dayik b'shmei. Kimotu le'ahu duchte, they came to a place to stay. Boyu ush b'schu. They wanted a place to stay. Yehivelu. So he told them, yeah, the place to stay is my uncle. Amru le'i mashimcho. What's your name? Shalom Aleichem, what's your name? Amru, Kidoir. My father called me Kidoir. So Rab Meir said, Shmamino Odom Roshovi. The name is a bad person. Shenemar Kidoir Ta'apuchoy Seimo. His name is Kidoir, he's a bad person. Rab Yudah and Rab Yosi, they said, we don't, Kidoir is a bad name, he's not a bad person. Ashlim Le'kisei, they gave him their money to wash for Shabbos. Rab Meir Lo'y Ashlim Le'kisei. Rab Meir didn't give him the money. He was scared. Kidoir is a bad person. Ozal, he went to Beis HaKvores, and he put it to Beis HaKvores, boom, near this father, this person's father's keva. In the morning, this person gets up in the morning, and it was Shabbos, and he tells Rab Meir, you know, I had a dream, my father told me his money near his keva to come to take it. And Azar Roshe, that his father from the Shemaim helps him to steal. The father gave him the name Kidoir, and he's fighting, spoiling him. So Rav Meir told him, Chaloimis, don't believe Chaloimis. Less than Rosh Hashem. After he went, Rav Meir ran to Misakvaros and he sat there the whole Shabbos. Okay, Motzei Shabbos came, they asked for the money back, he told them, I don't remember you gave me money. So they told Rav Meir, how you knew not to give it to him? So Rav Meir said, what do you mean? His name is Kidder. Kidder, Kidder, Tapuch Yisayimu. Kashrek lecha gemore. A person in this bris is called Kidder, is his fault? Yes. The name gives you a koyach. If your name is Steve, you're Steve. I don't know what Rav Meir will darshan on Steve. But a person has to know. So al pi aloche, we can't say that it's a isul. But if someone, it's not negiah to all the people here, all of them have Yiddish names, but someone that has a goyish name, you write that al pi aloche, you could stay with it. But shmo gorim, the shame of the person is mishana the person. The shame of the person is mishana the person. The mele, it's important to every person to have a Yiddish name. And lefi de bnei soschor in unsere parsha, even if you have a Yiddish name, but you have also a goyish name, it eats inside your part. And Paroi knew, Shifra v'pua, when they were called Miriam v'yecheves, they were never killed kids. Mit Shifra v'pua, mekim argenen kinder. A person is yankel, he can be a bad bocher. Mit astin zusammen, he can make mitul teira. So again, I'm saying, aloche is aloche, a madgish. I'm saying because it's a double that people bichlal don't know. Aloche is aloche. And we said, the ma'amshik asers, but lemaise, the ikar psak is like remoshe, that it's mutter. And we said, even if we will not be masking with remoshe, for sure in these cases, that you're not, it's your only name. It's your second name for business, the ma'amsham says, avada, it's mutter. And we said, maybe it's even out of midas chsidus not to have it. But this is only legabe ikar aloche. Legabe having a goyish name says two zachem. If it's your mamish, your name, zogin the alles for him, you write that pi aloche, it's mutter, aber it destroys. Ki doir ta'apucho yseimo. Ki doir ta'apucho yseimo. They didn't give him the money. And Meir knew not to give him the money. So for sure, every bacher asked me this kasha when you heard for years. So what is my fault? My father gave me a bad name. You meet someone, his name is Kidoy. What's coming to my father gave me a bad name. Does he does? There's nothing more to do anymore. This is the reason you're not allowed to give. Taisa says in Ksubes, Avsholem. Taisa says, Avusholem. Taisa says that you have to mishane. The 12th parak. Not to call it Avsholem. Because Avsholem is given a Rosha. Shmuel is given a Rosha. We have to have answers. Because bad names have a Ashpoy. So, for sure, it's Sforim, like Kodesh Baruch Hu gives Yad HaDishmai, we'll see in a second when you give the name. About Mikol Mekoyim, this is Alamol, the Teva of the person. Avada, a person could be Misgaber on his Teva. I think I heard it once, I don't remember from her, but I know God I heard it. A person, some people have bad midas, some people have good midas. You have a bad name, you're in a bad matzev, but you could win the Bechira Alamol. Rab Meir came with this Tanoi to visit Kidder. Kidder didn't look with a big long beard. He looked, Amoritz, a first day Amoritz. But Mikol Mekoyim, everyone, Ale Drei Gdoyle Ador came to visit in your house. He ran, he made puts all over, put up signs, the Gdoyle Ador in my house. He made hours for everyone to come in, for sure. So the Meir, they trust him. They trust him to give him the money. Vice says a lot of money. If Rab Meir went to wash the money the whole Shabbos, Vice says they had a lot of money on them. But they knew he for sure will give it back. Zogt Rav Meir, a person with such bad midas, he will not be aimed in a nisayon. And he was mechabed us, but he will take the money. This is the pshat in Rav Meir. Not that Rav Meir knew for sure, yelen, stami, kidder, he will steal. Pshat, if we're giving money in the pocket, he will take the money. He's b'shay reshra. His father will come in the dream to help him to steal. He's b'shay reshra. Avada, he could be a good person. I've had a person who can aim at the Nisayan. This they saw that he's a person that can be aim at the Nisayan. Doesn't make sense of him. So I'm saying, bad name doesn't mean that you're a bad person. You give names on Tzadikim and Gdoilim, it's a Siyata Dishmaya. Doesn't mean if you're not called on a Choshev person, you will not have. And if you call, you for sure be a good person. But it's a Siyata Dishmaya. You could add a name. Now, The second zach that I want to speak and Sheamus, that it's a zach also that's not so close, and it changed over Klal Yisrael over the years. We give names. So where we give a name? For the kids, for the boy, we give the name in the bris. And for the nekeve, a big part of Klal Yisrael gives it in the shul, when it's near the Sefer Torah with the Mishabeach. Big part of Klal Yisrael, this is the way they do it. So I'm again Keseida. By a boy, you give it by a bris, thus the minhag and say alle machdos. By a nekeve, be'etzem, the minchas itzchot, is melaket and chelek dalet, simen kuf zayen, is melaket, the three minhagim, the main three minhagim, that are lemaisa and the Ashkenazi shekehilas. It's one minhag, you give it in the first three satire, the after the baby is born. This is the most litvish minhag. The real litvish minhag, the first kiras ha-teira after the baby is born, you give the name. Again, because we know the name of the person is very important. It's mashpia on the whole neshama. When the neshama doesn't have a name, the neshama kilu is shaking around. Mele, we don't want to wait without a name. V'asher ikro loy nefesh chayo hushmoy. The neshama needs a name. Now the neshama needs a name, so Mele, we don't wait, we don't push it off, we give the name glach in the first parsha, in the first Shabbos, in the first day there's a kiras ha-teira. The second minhag that most people do, you wait for Shabbos. You wait for Shabbos. This is the main reason you wait for Shabbos. Why you wait for Shabbos? So the time Aminogim says the main reason people wait for Shabbos is because it's an inyan, we'll see in a second, to make a ganse simcha when you give a name. And during the week, people don't have a zayich timtze to do a ganse simcha. It's stam during the week. So mele val is noich timtze during the week to make a ganse simcha. So you give the name in Shabbos, and Shabbos is a grace of zach. That's the reason you give the name in Shabbos. Now there's another meaning that they might be to wait 5 or 3 days at least. If the baby is born Friday, they will give it in the next Shabbos. They want a Shabbos for 3 days. These are the three main minhagim. The litvish minhag, you give it miyad, the first kiras ha-teira. Most clients on the cinema might be to give it in Shabbos. Some people might be Shabbos, but they have 3 days before the Shabbos. Now, Amol, the minhag was, you never gave the name Bichlal in the shul. Everyone went to the house of the Yoledes, they went around the baby girl, and they gave the name in the house of the baby girl. That's given the minhag Amol. Azay already in the Drisha and Simen Shin Samach, he brings down big chiddush. He says that after shul, Amol given a chosen. So you walk the chosen. You have a chosen kale, Sheva Brochas. Everyone walks to the chosen kale. And there's a baby that is born in the shtot, so everyone has to go to give the name. So he says to go to give the name before you go to the chosen v'kale. Because giving a name by a girl is like doing a bris by a boy. V'azevi a bris is koidem to chosen v'kale. Giving a name by a girl is koidem to a chosen v'kale. This is the chshivas by us of giving a name. By the Yekes is given as a minhag till 100 years ago. In Shuvas Mata Levi, he brings down that is given as a minhag. By the Sfardim and Timonisha Beikar, even they make like a Zeved Abbas. Everyone comes to Zeved Abbas and they give the name there. Sfardim today, not everyone does. A lot of them give it in the Kiras HaTeira also. The Nachlas Shiva that we lemaise all the minhagim we do lefit the Nachlas Shiva says that most kehilas were oikeret for different reasons, and they changed it, and lemaisa they do the minhag to give it by the kiras ha-teira. This is pachas yaris, I think everyone knows. Now, the big shaila that comes up, and here's the interessante machlekes. The kid is very sick. You have a baby girl born, she's very, very sick. Or maybe even a baby boy. Or it's probably a baby girl. It's two minhagim. Some are noyeg, and I say the Beis Yisrael was noyeg, and more, to give the name miyad. Because we have to daven on the baby. How you could daven without the name? Why every time? But Hashem knows who we daven for. So why every time Mishnah Berach we say the name? Manavshach. If we did, Hashem knows anyway the name. And people push their nidah gabbet to zog in the namen. He says, the chol acholim. No, chol acholim is good. But we wanted to say, he says, b'sar shal chol Israel. What is the point that the gabbet says, yankel ben yankel? He said, yankel ben yankel, if you know it's good. Vaisto, he says, it's easier to say yankel ben yankel. But man, if your baby is sick, how you can daven? Remember, a lot of people said to give the name before, or for, not to wait for Shabbos for sure, to give it in the first Kiras HaTeireh, and even some people say to give it miyad. My answer is no deep to be in Kiras HaTeireh. If you give the name, you give the name. So to give the name miyad, and not to wait. Le'umas them, there's a lot of gdolim that taina, no, you don't have to give the name miyad. And they giboit on the Gemara and Brochus. The Gemara and Brochus is up on the Dalet. Shait the Gemara and Brochus like this. Omar Rabbi Yankev, Omar Rav Chiste. Kol ha-mevakesh rachmim al chaveiroi, la-medalet en Brochus. Omar Rabbi Yankev, Omar Rav Chiste. Kol ha-mevakesh rachmim al chaveiroi, ein tzorich lehaskir es shmoi. Sheneemar, keilno refono lo. You don't have to call the name. So if you don't have to say the name, so you could daven on the baby Ploini. You don't have to say the name. As they said in the Gemara in Brochus, come back is rach mal chaveiroi. Ein a tzorich lehaskir shmoi. Shenemar kein nor refon aloi. Velekomat ker shmei de miryo. Frank the world at this shita. The Morgan Avrom and Simon Kufyutes. He brings this raya. That you don't have to say the name of the person. And he brings down B'Shem de Ma'aril, Dafka Befonov. Like Moshe Rabbeinu was standing in front of Miriam, Kel no refono lo. Then you don't have to say the name. But if it's not in front of him, you stand diving on a person, about a year after. Razei shteit Eliyahu Rabbe. And the Mishnah Brura brings it down twice. And Simon Kufte Zion, Sivkot and Gimel, he brings it down B'Shem Eliyahu Rabbe. That Shaloi Befonov, you have to say the name. And again, the Simon Kuf Yutes, if God in base, he brings up B'Shem the Morgan Avraham. So the son of the Ger Rebbe, Reb Shaul Alter, wants to meyashev. How the Rebbe of Gur could say that you don't have to say the names, that often the Morgan Avraham, often the Ma'aril, that you have to say the name. So he wanted to say like this. Ronzach, we say the name. We know the name of the mother. Say Ploinis Basya Bas Rochel. You don't say both names. Who said you have to say both names? If you say one name is enough. No Raya. When you dive in at a girl, what do you say? Yankel Ben Avrom. You say one name. Who said you have to say two names? Aye. So Stam said that yes. Well, you bring the Gemara and Brochus. Zokter Hazeh. Was it sad to understand that because we said Sheamus is so heche in yomim, to daven is the idiot to say the name of the person. If you say the name of the person, it helps for the davening. Das is muchach in the Gemara nishtaseh. V'orayim Moshe Rabbeinu didn't say the name. No, what we have to know on who we davening. We have to know on who we davening. So Moshe Rabbeinu was standing near her, so Mele, he didn't have to say the name, Zok the Morgan Avraham. If you stand davening, you have to say the name. But we see that it's not, even though we said Sheamus is such a grace and zach, you don't have to say the name. Mele, it's enough to say, Ploinis Bas Rochel. And as they state, in Meiri state, Michlal, you don't have to say the name. Meiri says, Rachman Alibe boy. But again, this is Mitzad Echot. Mitzad Sheni, a lot of people are makpid to give the name. They say Fakel for two reasons. A neshama that doesn't have a name is shaky. When a person has a name, it's easier for the neshama to be oimed bedin shel malo, because it has a name. And also when you daven for the person, if he has a name, it's mashpi amur. The man, it's too minogim, yedayin dafregin zayin rov, someone is very sick, taki, what to do? Why I'm saying that? Because it's going back to the Zalba Indian Be'etzim. A person needs his name. He's sick. Oh, we can't daven for him. Suppose gave him, gave them a steel. Welche Zure hat das? Teinu, Shemes Achelek von dem Aroche of the person. It says, Lo Asiglovoi, steht in Poisim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will call a person in his name. It says, from the Eimas Adin, where people will forget their name when Hashem will call them. This is the reason in the end of davening, he says to say a pasuk, that the first letter and the last letter of the pasuk is the first and last letter of your name. Why? But it's not bizarre. Hashem will call you on your name. So Hashem will call you. If the father called you Yankel, he will call you Yankel. Yeah, you are Yankel. I mean, if a person has a Gershon name added to him, and he uses it a lot, not only for business, by a kind of friends of his, he's like to call Steve. By, when he comes to his Rosh Hashivas, he changes his name. Hashem will call him upstairs, Medina Emes, that name. It's a chisom. Again, aloche is aloche. I mean, we do so much tats to him, we want to remember the name. We want to remember the name on top. It's like one shayla, they went to ask Rav Osner, the person that his kids was sick, and so he went to the Beis Yisrael, he told to give the name Miyad. After 5 months, the kid became the Seder, so they made a bris milah. So they had a shayla, what to say in the B'shas Kriyas Hashem in the bris? Shenikro Shmoy B'Yisrael, or Sheikor Shmoy B'Yisrael? Shenikro Shmoy B'Yisrael, or Sheikor Shmoy B'Yisrael? Lemaisa, the psak was different rayas that even that we gave the name already, we say again in the bris, Sheikor Shmoy B'Yisrael. Even on the Chevra Kaddish in Yerushalayim, when someone has a miss, a nefel, before they cover the nefel, they give him a name. This is the meaning of the Chevra Kaddish in Yerushalayim. Every nefel has a name. There's no neshome on a name. Now again, so person will ask, I have a Steve, what to do with the Steve? I want to get rid of it. So again, if he's using it only stamp for papers, but so if he was called in the bris in that name, it's a bigger problem. If he was not called in the bris, stamp, people call him this name, if he stops to use it, the name races away. The name is Nishtakea. The Mele, for sure, a person has to know, Shalishinu Eshmom, Avada, even if we say it's no Isura, but to use it, to be tried, to go to Chavet, to look, to be called like a Goy, this is Avada Bichlal, Shalishinu Eshmom, Velevusham, Malvusham.